Hello, and welcome to ECNM On Air, a podcast series from ECNM Magazine that shares industry intelligence, insights, and opinions on all topics electrical. I'm your host, Ellen Parson, Editor-in-Chief of ECNM, and today I'd like to highlight some of the most popular technical pieces of content we've been running recently on our website, but this time brought to you in audio-only form. In case you missed it, this content was originally brought to you in our ECNM Asks Q&A video series. This week, we're featuring subject matter expert Don Kuiper, who addresses some of our readers' most pressing electrical questions about electrical estimating. The first question he's asked almost everywhere he goes for training sessions is, do I average branch wire estimating? So Don goes into this answer in detail, as well as touches on specific applications that may alter your calculations, how to determine you've got the right percentages, the importance of historical data, why estimating is not guesstimating, and different technology tools that can help you save time, money, and maximize your chances for success. Let's hear what Don has to say about why electrical estimating is a science. Don, over to you.
Hello and welcome to ECNM Ask, a Q&A video brought to you by ECNM Magazine that is found on our members only section of our website, in which readers pose their most pressing electrical questions and our subject matter experts answer. My name is Don Kuiper. I'm president of Estimating 101, and I provide training for electrical contractors in estimating and project management. So the question for today is, I'm asked almost everywhere I go to train, do I average branch wiring estimating? And so I'd like to give you several considerations. First, before I decided if I was going to do that, I'm going to consider the type of project that I'm estimating. For example, a commercial project, the branch wiring can be as much as 60 to 80% of the project that you're estimating. On an industrial project, such as a water treatment plant, a wastewater treatment plant, or something of this nature, the branch wiring may only be 5 or 10% of the project. And so the first thing I want to do is determine what percentage is the branch wiring of my estimate. The third consideration that I would make would be the historical data that maybe my company has tracked. There's nothing greater than historical data in estimating. Estimating is not guesstimating, it's not gut feeling. I'm convinced estimating is 100% a science. And so if we scientifically analyze and estimate, it will do our company a great service. And so if I have any historical data, maybe on what a certain type of project has averaged for branch wiring, then I would use that data to help me in my estimating process. Obviously, everybody wants to average this in order to save time. Counting and measuring branch wiring absorbs an enormous amount of time in the estimating process. So everybody's looking for a shortcut. However, I believe there are very few shortcuts to success. The fourth consideration that I would take in averaging branch wiring would be if I had a large project, so let's say a nursing home or something that had a north wing, a west wing, and a south wing, I may look at that project and figure an average that may be in a section or maybe a pod of the building. And if I could determine an average for the project that I'm going to estimate, I would feel very comfortable using that average for the balance of the project. The best practice, though, is to estimate the project carefully, accurately, in detail. We have numerous tools today. We have estimating software. We have on-screen takeoff software where we can bring up electronic drawings and we can very quickly navigate with auto count features, and we can allow the software to save us an enormous amount of time. And so utilize all these tools to help you do it accurately and possible as possible. Let me give you a couple of dangers of averaging branch wiring if you're not careful. The first danger would be using an average from a previously bid project. Unless that project is very similar to the project you're bidding, I would discourage you from taking an average from one type of project and using the average on the current project you're bidding. There's another danger in averaging is the possibility of being inaccurate on the majority of the takeoff. Again, I revert you back to my first consideration. Consider the type of project and the percentage the branch wiring is of the project. And if you'll do that, it will help you make the decision about how efficiently and accurately you could either average or count and measure that takeoff. Let me give you an illustration. For example, let's suppose you average 15 feet for every receptacle, light fixture, aux sensor and switch on the project. But let's suppose in reality, the real number was 18 feet. So you would easily think that from 15 feet to 18 feet is not a very big difference. It's only 3 feet. However, 3 feet of 15 feet is 20%. And so if the project's branch wiring is 60 to 70, possibly 80% of the work, now you're 20% wrong on a large portion of the project. 60, 70, 80% is a large part of a project to be 20% wrong. So I encourage you to take and estimate the branch wiring carefully and detail. I'm convinced projects where the majority of the work is branch wiring takeoff, I believe it will determine whether you win or lose the project. And I'm convinced how accurately and efficiently that branch wiring is installed will determine how much money the contractor can make. So do I use averages? The conditions may be yes, the conditions may be no. If I've got historical data, if I've got a similar project, if I can establish a good average for the project, by all means, estimate as efficiently as you can, and certainly take advantage of all the tools that we have available to us. It's time consuming, but in reality, you'll do your company a great service if you will estimate this portion of the project accurately as possible. So in an effort to keep these videos short and sweet, that's all the time we have for today. And so I encourage you to tune in next time. These videos, ECNM Ask, is brought to you by Endeavor Business Media Publications. So tune back in for the next one. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, it looks like we're out of time for today. Tune in next time for more answers to your most pressing electrical questions. ECNM On Air is produced by ECNM Magazine, part of the portfolio of Endeavor Business Media Publications. Well, I think that's it for now. I'm Ellen Parson, signing off of ECNM On Air. Please let me know if you have any podcast topics you'd like to listen to in the future, and don't forget to check out our website for more great content resources for electrical construction professionals. Thank you and have a great day.